வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 54, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 9th of April, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Translation: My dear Prahlad, you are very fortunate. You may know from me that those who are highly elevated wise persons try to please me in all different modes of mellows, because I am the only person to fulfill the desires of everyone.
Prihanti chatamam dhira sarvabhavi nasadva seyaskava mahabhaga sarvasama. So, each word in this verse is very important. Priyanti hi athama dhira. Dhira means very intelligent, not crazy, just the opposite of crazy, dhira. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, who is dhira? There are many places. Dhirastata namayanti lehinasmindyatha dehi kaumanajo nangajara tatha dehantara prapti dhirastata namayanti. The simple thing that I am not this body, I am living within this body, and because I am living within this body, the bodily changes are taking place. The simple thing, a dead child never grows, but a living child grows or changes body. So what is the difficulty to understand that there is something in the body, therefore the body is changing. Dehinasmin jatha dehi kaumar jo nam jara. A child is becoming a baby, baby is becoming a boy is becoming a young man is becoming a middle-aged man is becoming old man. So, the old man, now after giving, when it is useless, this body, no more workable, then you must get another body. As we have experienced, after one stage of life, another stage, another body. Where is the difficulty? Therefore, Krishna says, dhira satana moyati, those who are intelligent, they are not, I mean to say, builder. They accept, yes, there is. Only the rascals, they cannot understand. The rascals. The opposite number of dhira is the crazy rascals. They cannot understand. Simple thing. Now, if you study the whole world at the present moment, they do not believe in the soul. They do not believe in the transmigration of the soul from one body to another. Even big, big professors, big, big learned scholars, they do not believe. So therefore, you can understand that what is the present population of the world? All rascals. All rascals. They cannot understand the simple truth. And they're passing on great scholars, great scientists, great politicians, and so on, but all of them rascals. This is the conclusion. Krishna says, dhira satana, this transmigration of the soul from one body to another. Krishna says, dhira satana mahiyati. And here also the same thing, priyanti jagamana jhira sarvabhavena sadhava. The spiritual people do not understand what is spirit, then where is the question of spiritual life and advancement of truth? There is no question. This is the beginning of spiritual existence, education, that I am not this body. I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. They can understand. So if we are sincerely Krishna conscious, if we believe Krishna, we have to believe. Believe or not believe, the words of Krishna cannot be false. That's a fact. You may be rascal if you do not believe, but those who are dhira, they will believe. If you have love for Krishna, there is no question of love and no love. This is the fact. So one has to become, this is the ultimate goal of life, that one has to become dhira, not like cats and dogs jumping here and there. That is not human life. That is dog life. Jashyatam buddhi punapeti dhākute sadhik kalatra disu homo yujyati jatti thabuddhi salile nakarhichi janesu avidhesu saivati gokhan. These classes of man, jasya, who life is bodily concept. I am body. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Brahmin, I am Indian, I am American. The whole world is fighting on this because they are all crazy, not dhira. This is the modern civilization. This sattva buddhi kunapiti. This is a bag of bones and flesh and blood, and they are thinking that they are this body. Now, where from the living force coming? It was this body. Because as soon as the living force is gone, the body is useless, a lump of matter. So do you think this lump of matter is living life? But they are not dhira or rascals, they cannot understand. The word is very important. Dhira sattam. How the rascals will understand? Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is to educate the rascals. That's all. Simple thing. We challenge everyone that you are rascal number one. Try to understand Krishna. This is our challenge. Come forward. We challenge. You are rascal number one. You take education in Krishna consciousness and make your life perfect. This is nobody is dhira. So, here, those who are dhira, actually, those who have understood his identity. Kyami kanomari japita putra. This is the question by Sanatana Goswami to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you asked me to join your movement. I was minister in Nawab Hussain Shah's government, chief minister. Now I am on your word, I have given. So you have kindly brought me from this hellish condition, simply politics and pouncing pens. So it is a great mercy for me of your lordship. But my first question is, kya me? What I am? This is the first question. It must be jigyasu sreyottamam. Here this same word is used. Shriyaskama. Shriyaskama. Anyone who is dhira, he will inquire about the ultimate goal of life. Shriyas. There are two things, Sriyas and Prayas. Prayas means immediately, very nice. Suppose somebody said that Oh, there is a very nice dancing girl singing. And why you are here? A sankirtan. What is it? Yeah, come here. Very nice. That. There is prayers. Prayers means immediately very pleasing. And one who comes here, there is prayers. But it will do him ultimately good. So there are two things where those who are foolish persons, they are after prayers, immediately palatable. And those who are intelligent, dhira, they are after shreyas, shreyas kama. Without becoming shreyas kama, nobody can be Krishna conscious. If one is prayas kama, if one wants to enjoy this material world, sense gratification, he cannot become Krishna conscious. That's not possible. Only shreyas kama. So, how to, yes, I am shreyas kama. I want. What is the ultimate goal of life? Yes. That is, just like Sanatana Goswami went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a fact. So Shastra also says, tasmād guruṁ prapadrita jigyāsu śreya uttamam. This is kama. If you are actually, you are serious about the ultimate goal of life, then you approach the Guru. Tasmād guruṁ prapadrita jigyāsu. If you are actually inquisitive to understand what is śreyas, that is śreyas kama. Kama means desire, and śreyas, the ultimate goal. Not prayas kama. If you want to enjoy these material facilities, then you can go to such kind of man, such kind of man. If you want to learn drinking, so go to a club, and drinking is very encouraged. Prayas kama. If you want to enjoy sex, go to the club where prostitutes are available. Then prayas kama. But if you want to reach the goal of life, then go to Krishna consciousness movement. There are two kinds of men, shreyas kama, prayas kama. So two things are there. So this Krishna consciousness movement is for the shreyas kama. And who becomes shreyas kama? Mahabhaga, who is great person. Not ordinary person. Unfortunate or misfortunate, they cannot understand Krishna consciousness. Mahabhaga, very, very great fortunate person. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed this in his teaching to Rupa Goswami. He said, ei rupe brahmanna bhramite kono bhagyavan jeev guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata. They are traveling, wandering, prakriti-kamanani, gunai-karmani samarasa. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janma-yonishu. These rascals who are not dhira, they are thinking individually. Rascals. Not a single moment you are independent. You are controlled. Even if that drop our eyelids, there is regulative principle. Some demigods is control. Breathing, breathing is control. You can breathe for so many years, that's all, and leave. And when the breathing is finished, you are not controlled. The great scientists are bringing oxygen gas injection. Can you increase the period breathing for a moment? No. Control. Control. You cannot increase your breathing even for a moment. So, the yogis, they try to save the breathing. That is yogic process. Samadhi, the practice, breathing control, so that without breathing they can remain. Rishabh Kumbha, yoga. So they can increase their life. Suppose I shall live for 80 years, 100 years, there is breathing period. If I can say breathing, then I can need more, just like your bank balance. If you don't spend it, your balance is all right. But you spend it, then the balance will be zero something. Similarly, the yogic process is to control the breathing. And the breathing is lost in large quantity when there is sex life. So control the breathing, it requires celibacy, no sex life. Yoga Indriya Samyama, that is called yoga. Not that showing some gymnastics and smoking yoga. This is good. Your country is cheated by so many rascals yogis. You know it very well. The one great yogi was found having sex with his disciple. You know that? Who is that? Yeah. So they go for woman and money. Because you are poor, you are yoga and they show some gymnastics, that's all. But real yoga system is yoga indriya samyama. How to control the indriya, especially the mind. In this way, one can become advanced dhīra. That is yoga system. It is an artificial means to become dhīra. Because without becoming dhīra, there is no question of advancing in spiritual life. That is not possible. So, this dhīra, who can? Mahābhāgā. Mahābhāgā. Very, very great fortunate person. How? He becomes dhīra. Eirupe brahmānda bhramite kono bhagyavān. This is Mahābhāgā. Kono bhagyavān jī guru kṛṣṇa kṛpāya pāya bhakti ratāvī. By the blessings of guru, he, by his great fortune, he comes to a real guru, then he gets the opportunity. That is, Sairuhe Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhaktam. This opportunity is not for everyone. Kono means somebody. Guru Krishna. If actually one is trying to be dhīra, Krishna is there within every. Ishara Sarvabhutana Amrite Sarvajana Tishthati. And he advises, Guru Krishna, Krishna says, now, just like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, out of his sentiment, went to the forest and to see God. His mother said that your this mental condition cannot be relieved because you want to challenge your father to have the kingdom. So I am poor, I am although your mother, I cannot request your father. So if it is possible, Krishna can be. So you are Krishna conscious, therefore the child became so nice. Dhruva Maharaj. A child inherits the quality of mother, boy, and girl inherits the quality of father. That is Janandu. So his mother was devotee. So he naturally became a devotee by the advice of the mother. He went to the forest. So, but he had no spiritual master, out of sentiment went to the forest. But Krishna saw from within that this child is so serious about me. send him Narada. Narada, before that, initiate him. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This mantra was given to Dhruva Maharaj by Narada. So he practiced that mantra with austerity and saw Krishna. And when he saw Krishna, he completely pure from all material desires. Anna vilasita sunnam. And when Krishna wanted to give him benediction, he said, Samin kitathosni paramanavyas. I am fully satisfied. I don't want it. This is Krishna. Dhira. No one wants. Why want? Here it is said that Siyaskama Mahabhaga Sarvasam Asisadapati. Such persons were dhira and most fortunate and sees Krishna, then what remains to possess? Everything is there. Sarvasama, all kinds of benedictions. All kinds of. That Krishna will take care. So these things are very nice. That one has to become dhira, and he can become dhira. Either he was fortunate, or after becoming dhira, he is fortunate. Both ways, he is fortunate. Mahamaha. And Siyaskama. When one becomes a devotee, he does not anymore ask for anything material. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches. Na dhanam na janam na sundari kavitam va jagadish kam. This is dhira. He practices that I don't want riches. I don't want many followers. I don't want nice wife. Very beautiful wife. These things are material demands. They are very much fond of worshipping Durga. Why? Dhanam Dehi, Rupavati, Bhartyam Dehi, Yasu Dehi. These are material. But Krishna says, these persons who are asking for material profit from the different demigods, it can be fulfilled. They are fulfilled. But antavattu phalamati sāgatada bhavati yalpamedhasāṁ. These material gains, they will stay for a few years. Because you are creating another body. In this body, suppose you have got immense wealth, immense man under you, or a very beautiful wife, how long he shall enjoy? Immediately, mrityu sarva harastaham. You do not like me. You like these things. All right. At the time of death, I shall take away. This is fast. After death, where is your beautiful wife? Where is your wealth? Where is your followers, everything finished. Now, according to your karma, you have to accept the body of a dog. Nature. Karmana deva nitrena. You have infected dogish mentality, now you become a dog. This is nature. Karanam gunasangasya. You are simply associated with the tamagun, rajagun, no satagun. So you have to accept the body, rajasamagun. Tamagun means animal, and rajagun means the kurmis. And satagun means gaining. See, if one is struggling in this life, how to accumulate money, that means rajagun. Rajasamabhava, kamalubhadayastriji. That is, we can understand who is under rajagun, who is under satagun, who is under buddham gacchanti sattva madhye tishtanti rajasa jaganna guna vrittishta adho gacchanti. Those are tamagun, they are adho gacchanti in the animal life. This law is going on. you believe and not believe. If you don't believe, then you are a foolish rascal. And if you believe, then you are a dhira. So, we shall become a dhira. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.